Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be so filled with the love of God that it's going to spill out of you on everyone you come in contact with. And I'm so excited about the revelation that my guest, Dr. Cindy Trim, has on commanding your morning, because that's exactly what's going to happen to you in your life. And many of you, you know, you're not complete. You're kind of like, yes, you're complete in the Messiah, but as far as your life is concerned, you know that there's something missing and you're not fulfilling your complete destiny. And that's why this wonderful book and two CDs by Dr. Cindy Trim is going to reverse your perpetual cycle of disorder, so that you are going to experience the cycles of what God has for you, your destiny. No more defeat, no more failure, but it's time for you to be the head and not the tail. And Cindy, on yesterday's broadcast, you were talking about, and I'm curious, that some assassins, six assassins, came while you were speaking to do you in. Why did they want to kill you?
I just think it was demonic. That's what I think.
Oh, I got to tell you this funny story, Cindy. I was in the gym riding an exercise bike, and all of a sudden, a guy strikes me on the shoulder. And by the way, I was praying in tongues at the time. And I'm looking at him, and he's so angry. And he said, I had just asked the attendant that walked by, would you mind getting me a glass of water? It was really hot. And so he gives it to me. This guy hits me, a total stranger. And I'm saying, why'd you do that? And he said to me, you do not order that man to do it. He has, he's not there to be your servant. Well, first of all, I didn't order him. I asked him. Second of all, that's part of his job, to help me get stuff like that. But it was because of the demonic that the man did this. I mean, it was, and so when I explained to him, well, I didn't order. I asked him very nicely. He looked at me, gave me a scowl, and then went back to riding his bike rather than saying, I'm sorry, or something. He could not take me praying in tongues. That's what was going on.
It's interesting. In the book, Commending Your Morning, page 71, I begin to talk about let there be light, the word let there be light. I believe that there were some spiritual forces at work holding the light back. And, you know, as you read this, the Bible, it talks about falling angels that cause deviations to what God originally purposed, working in opposition to what God wants for our lives. And these evil forces, we need to be able to hold them at bay. And, you know, according to Scripture, demonic forces were once angels who had been given the same original assignments of responding to the voice-activated commands of God. And I believe that, you know, when you speak negatively, you're empowering these evil forces. But when you speak positively, you are empowering the divine, positive, angelic host to work on your behalf. And when we are in alignment with God, and when we are doing the work of God, there are always evil forces around us that want to distract us, that want to discourage us, that want to frustrate us, that want to derail us. And we have to understand that as God has put the Word of God in our mouths and made the Word of God available, we should be able to use it. And our mouth becomes our weapon. And there are forces, again, evil forces, that want to prohibit the will of God from coming to pass in our lives. And we have to take authority over these forces. Let's go back to the story of the six assassins that I was talking about earlier. I find that there's an atmosphere that can be created to prohibit these evil forces. And I saw it with these six assassins in the service. They were in different parts of the, it was an open tent meeting. And they were in different parts of the tent meeting. Apparently, there was a leader. And it just so happens that night, it was my night to minister. But one of the things that I saw is God shifting the atmosphere and changing the agenda of the service. And as I stood up, again, everyone began to praise God. And as the atmosphere shifted, it appeared as if these assassins could not fulfill their diabolical assignment. And this is the power of not only the words that we speak, is the power of our tongue. When we speak words, we are either going to enable evil forces to fulfill their assignment, or we're going to prohibit them from fulfilling their assignment. And in this instance, we were praising God and praising the presence of God and Jehovah. God had shifted the atmosphere and prohibited these evil men that had an evil agenda from fulfilling their assignment. And this is where I learned the power of our tongue. Whether we are praising God, whether we are speaking in tongues, or whether we are making positive declarations, or whether we are releasing scriptures over our lives, it is imperative that we learn how to control our tongue. And I believe if we really want to see our life change, it has to start with not only what we are speaking, but what we are thinking. And our words, thoughts are the primary conduit of speech. Our speech is the secondary conduit of our thoughts. And so if you want to change your world and change the reality in your world, you've got to change your words.
You talk a lot about the power of thoughts. We hear a lot about words, but they originate with thoughts.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So how do you change the way you're thinking?
You have to change the images that are coming into your mind. You know, we could sit up and watch all the negative news all day long, not realizing that it's affecting our thoughts. God said to Joshua, "Joshua, if you want success and prosperity, you've got to watch what you meditate on." He said, "Meditate on the word day and night."
So what happens to someone like me that watches the daily news and I'm seeing all this negativity on CNN or on Fox and taking it in and getting really worked up and upset and saying what's happening to our world and then telling other people what I've been seeing, I'm doing the reverse of what God wants.
Yes, we really are. And you either watch the negative news or you read the good news.
I like reading the good news. Speaking of good news, I want to know about the visions that you've had about heaven.
Oh, wow. When I was young, my first experience, I had just been saved, and I laid down to go to sleep. And just before I went to sleep, I was carried. I heard these angels singing. And then when I opened my eyes, I saw these angels descending. I believe it was from heaven. And then I literally felt as if I was carried off up into the sky, into heaven. And I heard these most amazing songs, music that I don't believe anyone is able to sing. And then I was brought back down on my bed. I'm not saying that I was physically taken. I think it was my spirit man. And this is when God revealed to me that we live in parallel worlds. We live in the natural world and we live in the spiritual world. And we are more spiritual than we are natural. The Bible said, walk in the Spirit. And our spiritual walk and our spirit man is what we should be feeding. And a lot of people do not feed their spirit man, and our spirit man ends up atrophying and being weak. And the first way that we could really begin to experience everything God wants us to experience is to be born again, to accept the Messiah as our Savior. And I believe that many times, I wish someone had led me to the Lord a long time ago, even before I was 17. And it's the most amazing thing. The spirit realm is real. I was in my office studying, and I saw an angel, and the angel was peering around the corner. And as I saw this angel, it was almost like he was fascinated with what I was reading. And then I literally heard God say, "Get up." And the angel led me into my living room, and I knelt on the floor, and I began to pray. And as I began to pray, the presence, an evil presence, came into my home. And then I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, "Get up off of the floor and take control over this evil spirit." And as I took control over the evil spirit just left my house. And I was, at first, I was afraid because, you know, I see things on movies and I discounted that there was a spirit world. I discounted it, that there were parallel worlds. I didn't believe it until I had a personal experience myself. And then I was glad that I was born again. I was glad that I was a believer because as such, God gives us power over all the power of the enemy. And as such, God showed me that I can drive evil spirits away from my life and away from my family's life. And like I said, I was born in poverty. And it was through prayer and it was through the guidance of the Holy Spirit that the spirit of poverty was broken off of my life.
Well, Mishpocha, I can tell you that her hardback book, Commanding Your Morning, and her two teaching CDs, Commanding Your Morning, it's more than teaching. She has, by the Holy Spirit, put together prayers that as you hear them, as it saturates your room, as it's going to change the atmosphere. It's going to change your thinking. And your mornings or your days are not going to be subject to change of demonic, of things not being fulfilled, of destiny, a feeling of incomplete. I want to make this book and these two CDs part of your life for a gift of $35. Call it right today. To hear this week's interview in its entirety or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 315-215. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.